Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Okay, take it easy. We're going on the air.
This is Sports Daily on KFH. And now, digging deeper with the teams you follow, it's another Sports Daily Insider interview on KFH.
And welcome back. Hey, if you're on your way into work, want to keep listening to Sports Daily interviews like this. If you ever miss them, you can get them whenever you want. After you get out of the car with the Odyssey app, odyssey.com, you can download the app, visit odyssey.com, search for KFH, get started today, and you'll find the podcasted form of an interview with Jalen Thompson, our Royals insider. Welcome in, Jalen. Now, listen, I got to ask you a question here. I go to your handle earlier, and a bunch of balloons fly at me on X. So happy birthday, I assume, Jalen.
Thank you so much, guys. I appreciate it. I turned 30 today, and this it's a little scary to say that number, but, you know, it's all fun, and I'm happy to see the day.
Hey, you and Patrick Mahomes, right? Patrick Mahomes is getting it done just fine at your age. I think you'll be just fine. The Royals, not a lot of noise here, Jalen, so we're just kind of chugging along. It's been a wild offseason. What do you think it's like when you're somebody in an organization like the Royals, a front office like the Royals, and you see what the Dodgers are doing? Other teams have done this over the years. But like, it's just such a strange phenomenon in baseball that it's like, it's almost like teams are playing two different sports here. What do you think that's it like for them?
Yeah. And I think when you look at it, the Royals, they have to know where they are. They know that they are in a small market, and a lot of their development has to come from within. So, you know, minor leaguers developing, signing, and hoping they produce at the big leagues. Sometimes it works, like you see with Bobby Witt Jr. Other times, it might not. But when you look at what the Dodgers are doing in L.A., it just shows the power of money and having a pretty much unlimited supply, it seems like in their case, going to getting any type of player that you kind of want and sign them to a team. I think that that's just the playing field that MLB has right now, and I don't know if there's going to be regulation or anything like that that could come forth from it in the future. But, I mean, the Dodgers are playing within the rules of the game, and you got to give it to them for that.
Jalen, I wonder, you know, as we are getting closer and closer to pitchers and catchers reporting and spring training right around the corner, the free agent market, generally speaking, I feel like, is late developing. I mean, obviously there have been some major moves, but there are still a lot of players that remain out there, you know, that are available. Do you see the Royals, you know, at this point, at the very end of January, making any additional moves, or are they basically set, do you feel like, with who they have?
I think with it being so close to February and pitchers and catchers reporting on the 11th and really just be, no 12th, I'm sorry, February 12th pitchers and catchers report. But to see where the team is right now, there could be maybe a minor move or two if it comes about. But I think, like you said, I think they're probably content on what they have going into spring training. Now, when spring training gets here, a player could fall out of a rotation or something could happen and players could latch on. So that's always a possibility for the Royals to jump in and make a signing. But I thought when you saw Anthony Santander sign with the Blue Jays and you saw Jerkson Profar sign with the Braves, I mean, both of those players were like potential fits that could have worked for the Royals. But in Profar's case, he said he wanted to be a Padre or he wanted to be a Brave, and he chose to be with the Braves. So, I mean, a lot of that, too, has to be on the player. Like, what does the player want to do? The Royals can be interested in signing a multitude of players, but the players have to be receptive to come into Kansas City as well. So I think that before we get to spring training and how that starts up, I think the Royals will probably be content with what they have. And then when they are in spring training, if there's a guy that comes up, like I mentioned last time, like John Schreiber was available, they went and got him during spring training, and he was a big part of the team. So it's still not over yet, but I think for right now, the Rose are probably looking like, let's just take what we have into spring training and see what we can do.
I mean, where would you still, like, if they, I mean, an injury is one thing. There are, I mean, Kenley Jansen is out there, could be handy for them, I suppose. There are quite a few starting pitchers out there. If you had to guess where they may still want to attack, where would you guess? Is it bullpen, or do you think they still, I guess the more important question is, are they comfortable with the outfield the way it currently stands?
Yeah, I think they still would like to, like I said, add that bat to the outfield, but it just hasn't materialized yet. So when you look at how they're going to fill that spot, maybe it might be someone where they stick with MJ Melendez, and then you might throw out a Jonathan India or Michael Massey at times in left field, just to get it started and then kind of see where they are. I think a lot of that's going to be determined in spring training. Like, if they come to spring training and MJ Melendez looks like he's improved, I saw videos where he kind of was working on his batting stance a little bit, and if that helps him at the plate, you might be okay with him starting the season out
there. I think you are. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, it just depends. I think reliever might be the easiest one to kind of fix if you want to add something else to the team, because, like, you could always get a veteran reliever. But that outfield spot, that's going to be something that is probably going to be a question mark going into the season.
Do you think that I know that there are a couple of, you know, really high profile minor leaguers in the farm system for the Royals, and you know, some of these prized guys that they've been able to bring in, whether we're talking about Caglione or Mitchell, you know, some other guys like that. Do you see any of those guys making a major impact or even an impact at all with the big league team anytime soon? Or, you know, is it something where they still need some more time to develop in the minors?
Yeah, I think the big three of Blake Mitchell, Carter Jensen, Jack Caglione, everyone kind of wants to see what they're going to do this year, because I believe that if they continue to hit throughout the minor leagues, I think the Royals will continue to maybe accelerate their push up the levels, like maybe get into AA and possibly AAA this year. But I don't see them potentially being a major impact on the major league roster, not just this year. Now, 2026, that's a different story. But for this year, I think the Royals are content at both of those positions where they play at catcher and first base, that you might not see them make a huge imprint, but who knows? Barring injury, anything could happen. But for right now, I think they're going to shine the most in the minor leagues.
So as you look at things right now with the rest of the division, Jalen, knowing what has come back and what's out there, Should we go into this season thinking, hey, this is the Royals division to win? Because I kind of think we should be.
Yeah, I think that's a fair assessment. And I think the Royals would want to view it the same way, because when you look at what they did last year, they were totally ahead of schedule. Like, we can't just forget they lost 106 games in 2023. You make a 30-win improvement in 2024. If you make a similar improvement, or even if you make a 5-game improvement from what you did last year, now you're talking like you're at 91 victories.
And but isn't that fool's gold a little bit? Like, isn't there, like, you can't expect that again. I think that's why I asked that question. Like, but the reality is, like, the Twins have now famously done literally nothing this offseason.
Yeah,
the Guardians, I think, are expected to not be quite as good, although they would be the ones to. But the Tigers are, you know, the Tigers are sort of on that same ascension that the Royals are on. I just, like, I'm trying to gauge, like, how excited. But I'm with you. Like, I think the expectation should be to win the division. But we know, like, the improvement last year was, we don't see improvements like that. Is it sustainable? Yeah. Like, I think it is.
I think so. And I'll say for two reasons. The starting pitching rotation is going to be bad. You look at what Cole Reagans has done since he's been a Kansas City Royal. He's been consistent. Seth Lugo is one of the most consistent pitchers out there. Same with Michael Wacha. And then Michael Lorenzen, he showed you something last year. If he can continue that again, he's just a great veteran number four. So you have four guys that are really strong at what they do. And I think starting pitching is going to carry the Royals. And I think people really haven't seen the impact of what Jonathan India is going to provide for his team. I think him being that leadoff hitter and constantly getting on base and ahead of Bobby Witt Jr. and Vinny Pasquantino and Salvador Perez, that's going to open up the lineup where instead of winning games, like I said before, 4-3, you might win games now 6-2 or 7-3 or something like that because you have extra runs at your disposal. So I think it's fair to say that the Royals are a favorite to win the American League Central. But like you said, they have to prove it on the field. And last year, they were extremely healthy, and that might not be the case this year. So I think there is a reason to have pause on the other side of that.
Jalen, we appreciate it. Happy birthday again. You can follow Jalen on X at Jalen Thompson. Royals, we're going to be in spring training mode real fast, and we cannot wait to have you with us here to walk us through some of the ins and outs of the organization. You can find his work at the Kansas City Star. Enjoy it, Jalen. 30s are the best.
Thank you so much, guys. I appreciate it. Have a good day.
Here goes Jalen Thompson, our Royals insider. Lots of good stuff there. If you missed any of it, go back and listen on the Odyssey app. It'll be really, really nice to have him through the season with us here. Looking forward to that. Yeah, I think it's fair to say, Tommy, Royals should win the division this year. I don't know how realistic it is, but I think it's a fair expectation.
I'd love to see them get another bat. Like if they could get another bat in that lineup, I would feel a lot more comfortable saying that. But no, I do think that those expectations, should be there just based on what we saw a year ago.
Yeah. Why not? Right. Why not? It's there. It's theirs. It's theirs. If you missed anything today, we've been talking a lot of football, a lot of Super Bowl preview, a lot of looking back. We mentioned this off the top. I 4 out of the last 5 years, the Chiefs have knocked the Bills out of the playoffs. That sucks for Bills fans. That's brutal. They've been here before. They've lived this before. That's just brutal. Brutal. And what do you even, like, if you're the Bills and you look back at that game yesterday, like, what do you even shake your head at?
Yeah.
They played well.
Yeah, they did. They did. I mean, they genuinely did. There were some moments where, I'm sure that they would like to have some things back. Even early on in the game, I felt like Josh Allen was a little amped up. Some of his passes were kind of sailing on him a little bit. I think the adrenaline was there for sure, that I'm sure he would have liked to have some of those back. But generally speaking, man, like they did what they needed to do. I mean, I think I read that, one of the few teams to have 4 or more touchdowns in a game, no turnovers, and lose the game, in the playoffs. Like, that doesn't happen. But it happens against the Chiefs.
It happened. Like, yeah. That's the part where you're Josh Allen and you sit there and you're like, this is so stupid. This is so stupid. We went in there. We played our game. We established the run. We did everything we needed to do. And we still didn't win that game. How does that even happen? Like, they made their field goals. Like, there wasn't anything other than the last Kincaid Hail Mary non-catch, which would have been a great play. Should have been a great play. But, that's not one I think you look back and be like, that's the reason we lost the game. It's crazy. Life sucks for Bills fans right now. I feel for them, man. That is just absolutely brutal. They've been there before. 3 straight Super Bowls, lose all 3. Now you're in this, like, you're living this nightmare. Like, God, I will say this. Of all the teams out there right now, like, they have, to me, the most staying power. And the Chiefs. I think the Chiefs do too. But I do feel bad for the Bills. Chiefs fans don't. They're like, whatever. Suck it up, Bills fans. All right, we'll come back. We'll have our final segment here on Sports Daily. Don't go away.